Manitoba Agriculture reports farmers across the province were making excellent harvest progress early last week before heavy rains and strong winds brought things to a halt. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says heavy weekend rain and strong winds halted field work.
Yeah, so for the first part of the week, Monday to Thursday last week, we had very good harvest progress. So conditions were dry and quite warm. So harvest progress was good. Over the weekend, we did see the forecast change. So we did have sometimes heavy precipitation, which was sometimes heavy and very strong winds in the central, eastern, and interlake regions. So we did have higher amounts of precipitation in those regions. The northwest got a little bit less precipitation. The highest the northwest got was about 18 mils in Birch River. But other than that, we did see some higher precipitation over the weekend, which put a stop to harvest progress for the time being. So right now we're looking at harvesting about 86% complete. So basically complete for the spring cereals, field peas, canola, we're looking at about 92% complete, soybeans about 60%, about 70%, dry beans 90%, about 84% complete for potatoes, and grain corn has just started, so we're looking at about 8% complete for grain corn. So we, you know, have a good, you know, we're nearing the end of harvest, and it's really just looking at some of our longer season crops like flax, sunflowers, and grain corn are the majority of the acres to come off at this point.
Kirk says remaining cereal crops will likely be downgraded due to weathering and some sprouting, but most of those crops are already in the bin, and as for other crop types, there are no quality concerns at this point. She says once fields dry up, there will be a big push to finish off the harvest. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.